Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. If you didn't know, now you know. NFL owners have officially approved a resolution to allow their players to participate in flag football in the 2028 Summer Olympics. The vote was 32-0. Man, I was surprised by that. No concern about injuries. They got to be getting a cut of this pay, but that's a topic for another day. Who was on your NFL Olympic flag football team if you're the man in charge? Who you picking? I'll tell you who I'm picking.
So we can get 10. Five are on the field at a time, but you limit yourself to 10. That's okay. Found the rules from the Olympics
website. Okay.
So QB, I'm going to get Lamar. I just want...
No, I'm getting Lamar.
I just want...
I want Lamar.
Like, right. It's got to be Lamar, right?
Lamar is the guy. Lamar is the guy. Go ahead.
Lamar for me. At running back, I feel like I could... there's so many ways I can go here. Give me Devon Achane.
All right, Saquon Barkley. I'm glad you picked someone else because I'm like, if we continue to match, I'm gonna be unhappy.
I'm gonna try to go a little unorthodox here, but right. Give me Devon Achane.
I'm going Saquon.
That dude's fast.
I like it. I like it. Go ahead.
I'm probably just gonna go right to receiver here. I'm gonna take him. I'm taking Tyreek. I'm stealing him.
All right.
Because I know that's probably like everybody thinks flag football. You just imagine Tyreek out there. I'm taking Tyreek.
Oh man. So Tyreek is on my list.
I mean, how could he not be, right? I mean,
Is there anybody faster in the NFL? I don't think there is.
I think you could say Xavier Worthy, but that's strictly the 40 time.
That's a good point.
And I was going to take him too, but.
All right. for the sake of just picking someone different, because I was going to take Tyreek, I'll go Justin Jefferson.
That's totally.
Probably the best all-around wide receiver in the NFL. So I'm going Justin Jefferson. All right. So far I have Lamar. You have Lamar. I have Saquon. Who'd you have?
Devon Achane.
And then I've got Justin Jefferson. You have Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
All right. Who's your next player?
I decided Xavier Worthy.
Xavier Worthy.
Give me Xavier Worthy. Speed kills.
I want Tyreek Hill. All right. I'm just making my second receiver take, and I'm going with Tyreek Hill. I'm sorry.
It's kind of unfair because
I just switched it around.
Yeah. It's going to be, you know, whatever. So.
All right. I got Tyreek Hill. All right. I'm going next because if you go first, you're probably going to take my guy again. Center. Someone who can block a little bit.
Yeah.
But mostly can catch the ball, make plays. George Kittle.
Oh, yeah. That's fair.
George Kittle. Who you taking? Jason Kelce? That'd be a great pick. Go with Jason Kelce. I just want you to take Jason Kelce.
I'm going to go a little different here.
I figured you would.
Give me Trey McBride.
All right. I don't hate that.
Give me Trey McBride.
That is a little different, though.
It's
different.
Give me Trey McBride. I think it could work.
All right.
Might work.
I don't hate that at all, honestly. All right, so we need some like some backup guys. In case guys get a little bit banged up here. So, like my other wide receiver, this is so asinine to say, but would be Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, depending on how much you can or cannot run with the quarterback, it'd either be Patrick Mahomes or Kyler Murray.
Absolutely. One of those two. Yeah, I'd probably take Patrick Again, I talked about this with the guys on the drive yesterday, but Raf said it great. Patrick Mahomes just has to be able to sling the ball in a way that other quarterbacks can't. And I think in flag football, that's exactly what you kind of need. So he's arguably like, I could see him being the starter on somebody's team. But.
All right, defensively. So I don't know what the exact Olympic rules are, but the flag rules are you can set a cone 7 yards from the line of scrimmage. You can plant a defender there and they can rush the quarterback on the snap of the ball.
I imagine it's the same way because it said like, they have to line up 7 yards away. So, yeah, I imagine it's pretty much the same.
I have not looked up the Olympic rules, but if it's the same, I'm going Micah Parsons. He is the fastest pass rusher in the entire NFL.
By far.
So I'm going Micah Parsons. Who are you going?
You know, weirdly enough, who I've actually called, and I'm pretty confident about this, I have called Abdul Carter, who just inked his contract, by the way, a Micah Parsons kind of like
I get it.
Reignited.
It's not a bad pick at all.
Resurrected, whatever.
Dude, that's not a bad pick at all.
I'm taking Abdul Carter because they're – very similar.
Yep.
They were brought up in the exact same system. So they're very similar. I would go Abdul Carter. Again, fast, speed.
I got no issues with that. All right. At corner, probably Patrick Surtain and Trent McDuffie.
That's fair.
All right. Safety, maybe Xavier McKinney, ball hawking skills there. So that's kind of who I'm thinking. I know that leaves me short a spot. I don't know. But you know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see Lamar Jackson. Rushing the quarterback.
Yeah, I'm interested to see
that would be fun.
Yeah, I want to see what's going to happen there because, like, put Tyreek Hill at like, you could put guys wherever you
That'd
want.
That'd be awesome.
I imagine there's going to be no positional restrictions. You can throw them wherever you want. So it's going to be so much fun.
All right, round out your defense, and then we got to get out of here for today, my man.
I'm going to go Sauce Gardner. I'm going to go corner from Seattle. I forget his name. I think he went to Cincinnati, but I don't know. I don't remember. No, he went to UTSA. That's where he went. I forget his name, but fast. Speed, fast. Safety. Yeah, I'd probably Xavier McKinney. Yeah, that's probably like my guy out there at safety. Honestly, at safety, give me throw Jamar Chase out there. Throw Jamar Chase out there, like corner or safety. See what he does.
You're going to pull a Bill Belichick and put Gronkowski back there? Remember that Hail Mary that didn't go so well versus the Dolphins?
I don't know if I would do that, though, because I saw what happened with that Hail Mary.
Dude, he did not look great on that play. He was never back out there again. Sometimes you overthink things just a little bit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a glorious day. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is 11 to noon.
Yep, yep, yep.
All right, so it's a quick, hard-hitting edition of the Adam Carriker Show on Friday. Till then, go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the ball.